Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Lakes Superior, Michigan, and Huron are on pace to set all-time records for high water levels in February. Lake Superior is 15 inches above normal, while Michigan and Huron are more than 3 feet above average. That sent Great Lakes states into action, scrambling for solutions as the water stays high. Ben Meyer reports.
The Great Lakes went from record low levels to record high levels in record time, rising several feet from 2013 to now. That's caused erosion damage and flooding along the shorelines and on saturated inland lakes and streams. An Army Corps of Engineers Assistant Chief, Keith Kompaltowicz, explains precipitation is to blame.
From the Corps' perspective, we're focusing on what's happening right now. And right now, it's just been unbelievably wet across the Great Lakes Basin, leading to these record high levels.
Last week, Michigan hosted a high water coordinating summit and created an action team. The team is looking to prevent and respond to major damage to homes, roadways, and public places. Here's Michigan DNR Director Dan Eichinger.
We've had issues with roads leading into our state parks, County Road 107 up in the UP that goes into the Porcupine Mountains. It's the road to the Lake of the Clouds. That was a road that was in grave danger of pretty profound failure. So we along with the Onondaga County, have undertaken some road armoring, shoreline armoring.
The Michigan DOT estimates water damage to road infrastructure could cost $100 million to repair. The state is exploring building more seawalls to absorb wave energy. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.
Marathon County leaders will consider a resolution to end the emergency declaration for repairs in the jail. Interim County Administrator Lance Leonard says that means the important fixes that began last fall have been completed.
Specifically, it was concrete strength at the point where the structural columns within the jail interfaced with the slabs that serve as the floor, of course. And then also just generally the floors themselves were deflecting, that is, they were essentially bending.
He says some of the bills for the repairs are still coming in, but the project is on track to be under its $2.2 million budget.
We're significantly under budget by right now at least $100,000. So the structural repairs, I'm very, very pleased with how those came out.
Andy says the structure has passed inspections and has been deemed fit for use.
Jail has been assessed by the Department of Corrections staff, and inmates are back in the Marathon County Jail, so that project is sufficiently complete such that that emergency declaration can be declared over.
Leonard presented the information Thursday night to the county board. They'll vote to end the emergency declaration next Tuesday. You can witness how a bunch of food will transform into a creative build as Saturday is the annual Cantastic event to benefit the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry. Food Pantry Executive Director Guy Hansen says the theme for this year's event is On the Road to Ending Hunger. Teams plan a display of canned or boxed food to look what you would like to see on a road trip. It's the 10th year Cantastic has been held.
And then we have them on display at the Roman Cinema for 2 weeks. So the build day is Saturday, and we'll have six teams there building their structures, and then they'll be judged. We got three different prizes that we award. One is the judge's selection, one is people's choice, and one is using the most cans following the theme.
Hansen says the public is invited to the Roman Cinema to watch the build Saturday morning, and over the next 2 weeks, the structures will be on display.
When they're going to a movie or even not, you can come and take a look at the structures and vote on the one that you like, whether you're going to a movie or not. Just come when the movie, when the theater is open, and yeah, they'll let you in and take a look at the structures. We'll be right in the lobby.
The display will open on March 7th, and then all the non-perishable food will be donated to the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry, which routinely totals between 3,000 and 5,000 pounds of food. The build will take place Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. The weather forecast for this afternoon, look for conditions to remain sunny, high near 35, but gusty winds. Tonight, cloudy, low 16. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 38. And then Sunday, partly sunny, high near 40. Monday, mostly cloudy, high near 37. That's the news. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.